Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. What a blessing. What a blessing. What a blessing. I believe that was a very powerful video. As I was watching it, I felt like crying. I almost cried. If Bishop Saki would pray for me just for 2 minutes, I'm sure I would have cried. But it was a very moving video. Put your hands together for Jesus for the great things that he has done. And I want to use this opportunity to welcome all of you at our meeting QFC Mountain of the Lord Conference. Those of you coming all the way from America, let's put the hands together for them. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much. All those coming from Ghana, put your hands together for yourself. God bless you. God bless you. I believe that it's a wonderful vision from our prophet to have about 10 denominations of what used to be Lighthouse Chapel International. And we are the QFC, the Kodesh family of churches. And we are the first denomination to hold a Mountain of the Lord conference. We are blessed. Tonight, I believe that the video itself that we watched speaks about the person who I'm about to introduce. I was sent out to start a church and so many things have happened. He has always been prophesying and telling us about the future of the church. And I must say that in those days, sometimes when he says it, well, we move on. But now it's not by faith anymore. We are seeing it live. I can confidently say that many, many prophecies have come to pass. Put your hands together for Jesus. Many prophecies. They have not fallen by the roadside. They have come to pass. So today, we are honored to have a great prophet in our midst, whose words don't fall somewhere. Amen. Are you ready to receive a prophet? Have you seen a prophet before? Why don't you stand to your feet, put your hands together, we welcome the prophet, the presiding bishop, Dagiwa Mills, as he comes to speak to us, our father, our prophet, our presiding bishop. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Wow. Hallelujah. Please be seated. Wow.
Glory shall be seen upon upon thee.
Hallelujah. Father, thank you so much for gathering us together like this. We are so grateful. We ask you to speak to us, minister to our hearts. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you. What a blessing it is to be here at the Mountain of the Lord Convention for the Kodesh Family Church. Hallelujah. We want to thank our hosts, the Kodesh. We hope you have soft drinks for all of us after. We also thank our chairman for organizing this powerful conference here in and choosing such a beautiful venue for us. Thank you. Hallelujah. Now, let's just go straight to Micah, the book of Micah, the prophet, chapter 4, and verse 1. It says, in the last days it shall come to pass that the mountain of the Lord, of the house of the Lord, shall be established in the tops of the mountain, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and the people shall flow into it. People are going to flow into the church. Verse 2, and many nations shall come and say, come and let us go to the mountain of the Lord and to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For the Lord shall go forth of Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Amen. Isaiah chapter 2. Isaiah chapter 2 and verse number 1. The word that Isaiah the son of Amos saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. Verse 2. It shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains, and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow into it. And many people shall say, come ye, and let us go to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob. And he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Amen. These are two different prophets prophesying the same thing, Micah and Isaiah. And they are both prophesying about the last days and are saying that in the last days, the mountain of the Lord's house. So the Lord's house is going to be a mountain. And a mountain speaks of something unmovable. You have to go around it because you can't move it. Who has ever heard of a mountain being moved? Even Makati Hill is still there. So, the house of the Lord is a mountain. And the Bible is, the prophet is prophesying and saying that in the last days, the church is going to be the main thing. The church is going to be the main thing, and it's going to be greater and more established than ever before. And it will be established in the top of the mountains. Now, because of this scripture alone, I would advise every one of us to believe God to visit some of the famous mountains in the world. Kilimanjaro, Mont Blanc, Swiss Mountains, you must be there. So that you can understand Isaiah when he says it shall be established in the top of the mountains. It's when you go to the tops of the mountains, you see mountains are majestic. That's why each mountain peak is named. And the first person to ever climb and the first group to climb are always named, and they are historically preserved as the people who first climbed this mountain. I've been to many mountains, Swiss mountains, because I'm half Swiss. Yes. Half of my blood is Swiss blood. Yes. So, and I have no apologies for that. The highest mountain in Ghana is Afajato. But Swiss mountains are not of that order. Now, at the top of the mountains, there will be another one that is established at the top of the mountain. And that top of the mountain, are you with me? Is going to be the church. That is why when this church began, there were companies that were in town, that are no more in town, but the church is still in town. Yes? The church rather has worked. There were businesses that were, you know, so powerful. When the people were invited to come and work in the church, it was like, oh, church. Church no be anything. This company is a great company. Arriba. I've forgotten Arriba even. We can mention so many companies. They are not around. Because the prophecy is that in the last days, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains. So church is going to be the main thing. Yes. It's going to be the main thing. And all of us will be wise to connect and get involved in the main thing. Yes. The main thing is not going to be a singing group, a dancing group, a drama group, a fellowship. The church, the house of the Lord, is going to be really established. Hallelujah. So, political parties will come and go. There are so many political parties that are not existing now, but the church is existing. We have third force party. Some of you don't know it. PFP. It's not existing. UNC. And you're clean. It is no more existing. And where? Eagle Party. Akuko Party. NCP. But the mountain of the Lord's house is established in the top of the mountains. So many things are not existing anymore. NLC. National Liberation Council. They used to have the anniversary January 13th every year. It's no more there. AFRC, it's no more in existence. PNDC, it's no more in existence. Provisional National Defense Council, it's no more in existence. SMC, Supreme Military Council, it is no more existing. Huh? SMC 1, SMC 2, still. That is 1st December Revolution and PDC, People's Defense Committees, CDRs, Committee for the Defense of the Revolution, PAMSCAD, PW something. No, PWD is there. But the mountain of the Lord's house, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains. Hallelujah. So, I want you to believe in the church. I want you to believe in the house of the Lord. Yes. It's a great thing. It's a great thing. And I'm happy that I've given my life, those of you who had a chance to watch the documentary, to do church things and church work. And I don't regret it. I don't regret trying very hard to build the church. Okay? So, those of you who are new and young and younger, I want to encourage you to invest in the church. Believe in the church. Build something that will be there. Oh, yes. You see, take the Presbyterian Church. It was there before we had democracy, before there was independence, before there was a call for independence. Presbyterian Church was there. And it is still there. It's still there, the house of the Lord. It's still there. It's established. It's more established than ever before. And it's established at the top of the mountains. So, I'm just saying this prophecy, so that you really have faith in church and in the church. Not even in this church, but in the church of God. It's a very great and powerful thing. You see, for 70 years, Russia said there is no God and there is no church. And one day God said, there is no communism or there is no Soviet Union. And in one day, it was not there. Go to Russia today, you see churches. I've preached in Russia. Churches everywhere. Yes, big churches established. So, believe in the church. God will bless you. Now, very briefly, turn with me to Ezekiel chapter 40. I hope you don't mind Bible verses from the Old Testament, from the prophets. Ezekiel 40, verse 1. In the 25th year of our captivity, in the beginning of the year, the 10th day of the month, after the city was smitten in the self day, the hand of the Lord was upon me and brought me thither. Verse 2. The theme of our 3 days here, time here, is the visions of God. The visions of God. So, that is the short message I'm sharing with you tonight. In the visions of God, brought he me into the land of Israel and set me upon a very high mountain by which was as the frame of a city on the south. Verse 3. And he brought me thither. And behold, there was a man whose appearance was like the appearance of brass, with a line of flax in his hand and a measuring reed. And he stood in the gate. Verse 4. And the man said unto me, Son of man, behold with thine eyes and hear with thine ears and set thine heart upon all that I shall show thee, for to the intent that I might show them unto thee art thou brought hither. Amen. Declare all that thou seest to the house of Israel. What I want to share with you is that our lives depend greatly on following the visions of God. The visions of God are the visions that God gives to us to follow. Our lives depend on the visions of God. We are not here by chance. We are not here by chance. Even this land was the only land. If you stood at the top of the mountain here, there's a hill here. If you stood at the top there, the whole place was covered with houses except here and there. It has been preserved for us. All right? Now, Accra is not Laboni or Airport or East Legon. Accra is a vast, huge city. It's trying to chase after Lagos. You can't easily go from one end to another. You'll be very tired if you try to cross from here to Adenta. It's not a small thing. It's not what it used to be before. Accra extended from Adabraka, Jamestown, Osu, Asylum Down. That was Accra. But it spread. The airport was outside the city. My mother told me how one day she was with a surveyor and my father. And my father was buying some land at the airport area. And the whole place was a forest. And she was walking with the surveyor in the forest. The forest is airport residential area today. Yes. So not long ago, my mother, my own mother, the one telling me this, it was a forest. That's why the airport is where it is, because it was far from the city. Now it is inside. But it was very far away. Are you with me? So, God, by his visions, and I think the video that we watched has preached already for us. Yes. The video is enough. It's a little history video that we have. We have several of them. This is one of them, and this is just half of one. We didn't want to do for too long. For you to see the effect of following the visions of God. All right? Not following anything else, but the visions of God. Now, Proverbs 29. But let's look at Ezekiel 40. Look at verse 4. Beautiful. Yes. He said, son of man, behold with thine eyes. So what God is telling us is, look at the visions of God. The vision that God gives you. I'm talking about the one from God. And then set your heart on it. Look at it. Set thine heart on all that I show you. Because sometimes God speaks to you, but you don't put your heart into it. You see? And you are not doing what you are doing with your heart and from your heart. But he says, set thine heart upon all that I shall show thee. Do you see? So when God places on your heart to build the church, you set your heart on it. And to the intent I brought you here, do you get it? That I might show these things to you. So God has brought us here to show certain things to us. The visions of God. Amen. All right? Are you with me? Now, what are the visions of God? Proverbs 29 and verse 18. Very simple scripture. Everybody knows it. It says, where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. So where there is no vision, people don't do well. So if and what is the vision? Look at the next part of the verse, which people don't usually quote. He that keepeth the law, happy is he. So it is the law of God, what God tells us. That's the vision. That's the what other vision is there in the in this world apart from what God tells us? Where there is no vision, the people perish, which means the people are poor, which means the people don't marry, which means the people don't have children, which means the people cannot build houses, which means the people don't, they are not happy. Perish, I mean, nobody is perishing and is happy. But he says, but he that keepeth the law, you see, he that decides to keep and obey what God says, he will be happy. Happy is that person. Hallelujah. So we must have in our hearts to keep the visions of God that God impresses on us. And not only must we keep it, but like Ezekiel 40 verse 4 says, son of man, set thine heart on this thing. It's not something, you see, if you give a song to someone to sing and the person doesn't set the heart on it, you can see it when the person sings the song. Because you see that the person knows the other songs which he or she has set his heart upon. But when it comes to this song, he did not set his heart on it. So he doesn't sing it well. When I first started to do music at the First Love Church, that is what I found with many of the singers. And not only them, but even before the First Love Church, they wouldn't set their heart on the vision of the music. They had other music that was deep in their hearts. They listened to it all the time. And their heart was on that one. But when I gave them a song, their heart was not on that song. So when they sang the song, you could see that they never set their hearts on the song. Hallelujah. Are you with me? So, God, I believe, is bringing us to a place where we would respect his visions and his guidance that he has for us. And until we do that, we will never be happy. I tell you. Amen. Amen. Now, to perish means to backslide. Now, I'm talking about the vision of the church. A church has an instruction from God. Not an instruction to be rich or an instruction to make people rich, but a very clear instruction from Jesus. Jesus said, I will build my church. What else? If he is building his church, you are building what? Your personal life? You are making a mistake. Do not try to do those things. Rather, try to do what is the visions of God. Jesus has a vision to build his church. Give yourself in your heart to build God's church. ye will now take up your personal house and do it better than you can imagine. You can ever, never imagine how he will do it for you. Hallelujah. Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. Preach. Go. Go. He said, go. And you see from the documentary, when we ask people, go and start a church, they usually feel we don't like them. They were not happy. Go here. Go there. But if we had not done it, I don't think we would be happy today. Yes. Now, to be happy to perish means to become poor, to lose members, to no more be on the cutting edge, to not be spiritual. When you are not spiritual, you have perished. When you no more believe in the basics, you have perished. When you are no more having the glory of God, you've perished. Hallelujah. So, how many of us don't want to perish? You'll never perish in Jesus' name. And God wants us to keep his visions very dear to our hearts. Amen. Because that is what he wants from us. Now, what are the things that Jesus has said? And these are the two things only. I'll build my church. I'll build my church. I'll build my church. I will build my church. That's all. Is it standard? Standard. Okay. Now, he says, I will build my church. Period. So all of us here will do ourselves a world of good by deciding to be church builders in whatever way you can be a part of a church building. That's the best thing to be doing. No matter what work you do, you must be a church builder. You must be proud of the fact that you are a church building person. Amen. And then number two, Jesus said in Matthew 28, go into the whole world and preach them. In other words, don't stay. You see, as soon as you stay, you start to die. Look, we would all have been at Collegono. And many of you would have left the church. Backslidden. You would have insulted us and left long time ago. And we would have been a very small church. Yes. You would have been criticizing me. I'm like this. I am a dictator. I'm a wicked man. I don't understand things. I'm making guns. Most of my people are guns. Fantis have been sidelined. Ashantis are not respected in the church. All kinds of foolish talk. You get it? So instead of sitting down in one place, water which doesn't flow is stale, stagnant, and you wouldn't want to know what is in that water. But once it is flowing, it's flowing along. Oh, that's beautiful. So Jesus is telling us, go into the world. Don't stay. Don't stay. Go. Since I've been a leader in this church, I've always been saying, go. 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 It has never changed. It has never changed. Now, I myself have gone. I myself, you saw. Yes. I myself have gone. Go. Going to preach the gospel. Going to start churches away from where would have been the most glorious, what have you, comfortable center of excellence. But what have I done? I've gone. You are blessed to have wonderful leaders like Bishop Saki and Bishop Eddie. Yes. Look. To follow their behavior. Bishop Saki has never raised his voice at me since I knew him more than 30 years ago. You can see that we knew ourselves long ago. He has never shouted at me before or been angry with me or Bishop Eddie. I can't even understand or imagine. If I dream, it won't come in the dreams. You know how dreams can be connected to what you are experiencing. It wouldn't even come in my dream. By God's grace. Not that we are perfect or that we agree on everything. Of course, we don't agree on everything. But you can have a quarrels. I mean, what are you talking about? For years. That I can say to Bishop Eddie, go to America when his wife is in Ghana and stay in one room underground without a window for 1 year. And he's there. He learned all the roads in New York, all the tunnels, the cheapest way to go into New York and out without paying tolls. He knows how to do it. Yes. I'm telling you. Yes. For church. Driving in the winter, in blizzards, in snow. I mean, going, you say, we'll pass here. Yeah, we don't pay. We'll go here underground, passing everywhere. He knows everywhere in America, in New York. Yes. What a blessing. And Bishop Saki always going to, I say, go to London, go to Zurich. He was there for 5 months, as you saw from the documentary. I was there when my father died. So when I came, I said, go. I'm here. You go there. I come. Like that. And even as we were at the Kodesh, I said, okay, T, let's find another place. I was in Korea with him. I said, come with me to the airport because he was going, I think, the next day. So we sat in the car from the Hotel Hilton in the downtown Seoul, Korea, and drove about 2 hours. I had a limousine. Dr. Cho gave me a limousine to take me to the airport. So we were sitting together at the back. I spoke with him for about 2 hours, explaining to him that the need for us to move and that I really want us to follow this vision to move out of the Kodesh. Yes, I'd been saying it, but I was now very serious about it. I spoke for about 2 hours. The journey is very long from Seoul, the Hilton, where I was staying, to the Incheon Airport. Yes. Explaining and talking. This is what I want us to do. And Bishop Eddie, also the same. I told him, look, Pierre, take a branch. Move. It's good. And he moved. I showed him the Kadesh. I said, go there. It's okay. He said, why do you want to waste money at airport? It's a waste of money. Go to that place. Nobody knows it, but people will one day know it. Yes. Huh? I am saying this because anytime you see any leader, even a bishop, who is not behaving like that, quarreling, fighting, challenging one another, it is not the spirit. They have not been baptized in the spirit of the kind of leadership that God has blessed our church with all these years. They are children and they have not adopted the right spirit. Yes. So we are blessed to have a family and all the other churches that were started. When Prophet Kakra, our chairman, was in Kumasi, he doesn't speak Twi. He told me, I don't know how to speak Twi. And I don't want to stay in Kumasi. And I said, stay in Kumasi. Stay in Kumasi. And do the church there. Do it. Yes. He's my son. I've spoken to him and I see him crying. As I talk to him, he's crying. Yes. I told him, I said, come to Accra. Leave Kumasi and move. It's good. We are going to do more things. I'm talking about the visions of God, and I'm saying that he that keeps the law, that person is the one who is going to be happy. But if you like, you can set aside the visions of God and see whether you'll be happy in this life. Yes. You see that you are perishing, and perishing means you are getting poorer, deformed, different, changing, going down, backsliding, getting darker, moving into difficulty. If you don't keep the visions of God. Put back my scripture, Proverbs 29, verse 18. He that keeps the law, happy is he. Now, when somebody asks you, what is your vision for this life? What are you trying to achieve? Please. Your vision. I will not advise you to have any vision except one vision to keep the commandments of the Lord. I will personally not advise you. I will not advise you to try to be anything in this life except to keep the visions of God and the word of God. I will not advise you because it will turn into a dark phantom. And you find yourself grasping for something you are not laying hold on. Yes. Don't even aim for it. When you speak to an older person, the person will tell you, you know, I've tried to be this, I've tried to have it, hasn't really worked. And you know, if I tell you some of my visions, you will laugh at me. And you wouldn't also understand. When I say visions, I'm talking about visions in life. My life's visions have not been what I thought. My childhood dreams. What I thought I was going to do. None of those things have worked. It's the visions of God that are working. And somebody here, the visions of God are going to work for you. Hallelujah. So all of us, businessmen, employees, workers, whatever you are, remember, God said, I brought you here, Ezekiel 40, verse 1. He says, I have carried you here into this mountain to see the visions of God so that you set your heart on it. Beautiful. Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 1. Habakkuk. Now, this must be your prayer, like this prophet. He said, I will stand upon my watch. And I will set me upon my tower. And I will watch to see. You see, everybody must be alert.
Hallelujah.
When it comes to God, he can speak to you at any time. If you think God speaks to you only when you are waiting on God, then you are not an old Christian. If you serve God, you'll find that God doesn't have a formula. He can speak to you nicely in the toilet. God spoke to me in a Japanese toilet. Yes. I was in Japan. When he spoke to me, clearly, in a very expensive room that they had rented for me. But I was in the toilet when he spoke. I rushed out to see my wife. Look at what the Lord is saying. And I told her, it had something to do with our church in Europe. Fantastic revelation. Through that revelation, our church is working still up till today. Yes. The visions of God. the visions of God. Hallelujah. Now, he says, so that's why the prophet says, I'll stand on my watch, or I'll be awake during the night. I'll be like, you can be here and you can be sleeping. You see, Benny Hinn said something, you know, people criticized Benny Hinn. They said, you said you were in Catherine Kuhlman's service. This happened. We didn't see it. And he said, you didn't see because you were sleeping. You were not standing on your watch. He was alert and he was impressed. You were not impressed. So the prophet says, I will stand upon my watch. I will set me on my tower. And I will watch to see what he will say to me. Now, God is always speaking and always doing things. But it is up to you to interpret it spiritually. You know, recently, Prophet Kakra visited me in my house. He was there for some about 3 hours. And he was talking in my room. He visits me in my bedroom. So we were talking. But the Holy Spirit spoke to me through something that he said. Yes. That has been burning in my heart. I will not tell you what it is. But the point that I'm making is that God can speak to you at any time. You have to stand on your watch. You have to set yourself on your tower. And be alert, because you can either describe something spiritually or you can describe it naturally. What did Jesus say? Jesus said, nobody can come to me unless the Father draws him. Do you know when he said that? He said that when the people were criticizing him, that why should you say you have to eat my flesh and drink my blood? What do you mean by that? So now people were criticizing him and going away. But Jesus didn't say, oh, people are grumbling and people are going away. No, he said, Father hasn't drawn them. So you can describe something spiritually, or you can describe something naturally. Like you can describe that, oh, a half-caste man is walking around talking. Or you can describe that the prophet is prophesying. It depends on you, how you want to interpret it, how you want to describe it. The description is what you are up to. You have to decide your own description. Yes. I may shake hands with you and you may see it as a greeting, but somebody may see it as an impartation. Somebody will say, oh, I shook hands with the man. And somebody will say, I received an impartation. It depends on how you think. And it depends on how you describe things and how you recognize things. Yes. That's why Paul said in 2 Corinthians, he said, you are a letter written not by ink, but by the Spirit. A letter written to us. That means that somebody, you may meet someone and you just talk with the person and say, oh, we chatted for 2 hours. But a person who is spiritual will say that I received a message from the Lord, because you, the person, was a message written by the Spirit, not with ink. It depends on how you want to describe it and how you want to say it. But if you are wise and spiritual, you will learn to say that the Spirit was speaking as I was talking. God was speaking. God was talking. God was speaking. If you are going to just wait till the moment you go and wait on God and you are lying on your face, you will miss God too many times. Too many times. That is why the prophet said in Habakkuk 2, he said, I will stand upon my watch. I will stand. I will set me upon the tower. And I'll be watching. Yes, Jesus said in Mark 12, he says, watch. What I say to you, I say to all, watch. Watch, be alert. Because the Spirit is speaking all the time. Now, Habakkuk chapter 2. Back to chapter 2. And it says, and what I shall answer. So you must answer God. Everybody has his different answer. When I found that Jesus said, I will build my church, what was my answer? I said, I will build churches and build churches and build churches. I may never go to that church, but I'll build it. I don't have to go. That's the vision. I don't have to even go there. I'll build it. Yes. As I came here, I've not seen most of the things here. I've not seen most of the things. I'm building it, but I've not seen most of the things. Yeah. Verse 2. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision. Make it plain upon the tables. Now, I am making it plain.
It's more than plain.
As for churches, we will build them. You see, one day I was asking the Lord, so Lord, what is my insurance? What is it when you are old? What do you call it?
Pension.
I was asking the Lord, what is my pension? And the Lord told me, the church is everything. There's no need of insurance. The church is your insurance. I've accepted it. I'm cool. Yes. And the meaning of what I say is even deeper than you know. Now, I want to make it plain that mountain of the Lord, we are building churches spiritually, one-to-one, as Satan is trying to get converts. We are also trying to build churches and get converts. Today, other religions are spreading. Homosexuals are raping boys. Because you see, once they force their way into the anus, the people have a certain, it affects them. So it's something that is happening now. They are actually catching boys and forcing them. Yes. Never allow. I block your anus from any invasion in Jesus' name. And you may have to also watch where you send your child to school, especially boys' schools. You may have to be careful and know that maybe I don't have to send my child to any kind of boarding school that they do that, because some of the schools are known for that. And the people learn it. Because at first, it was just like a game, but now it's like a conversion. You are converted. Yes. So you see, again, just now, God was speaking to somebody. That's why I said, I'll set me on my watch. I'll watch out and be careful. Yes. Those of you who have sons, yes, your son is delivered from evil. Now, verse 2, I'm making it plain, and I believe Jesus is making it plain to us. Churches, I'll build my church, spiritually, physically. Now, Kodesh, we are finishing this building, and the Kadesh as well. Now, what are we going to do after that? Look carefully on the banners here. Kodesh. Abidjan. You see, we already have a church there, but now it's different. We are going, the Kodesh Family Church is a different denomination. From the one that is there is Mission International Jesu Kigeri. Those people are different from us. This is QFC. We shall not be few. The Kodesh Cotonou, Benin, which is one of the largest cities on the West Coast. Huge. You see, what you don't realize is that because of poverty, the cities by the coast are so huge. Everybody has come there. Yes, everybody has come down. The Kodesh, Lagos. We already have a church in Lagos. But you see, I tell you, if Winners Chapel can come here, Redeem can come here, and other churches from Nigeria can come here, come and build big churches, Watch out, because the Kodesh is arriving in Lagos. Lagos, we are coming there. We are coming to get you. Are you listening?
Yes.
Oh, you can sit down, because you may fly if you stand up. And finally, the Kodesh, Freetown. You see, Freetown, I've been to many cases. Many cases, Freetown. Plagued with many evils. And the town is like this, up and down, hills. And they have had wars, cutting off of hands, and people whose hands have been cut off, but they didn't cut completely. A lot of things. And many, many, many evils. But now the Kodesh is going there to build the Kodesh. We thank God for, is it, what is the name of that church? Loyalty House International or Lighthouse or whatever. That's a different thing. This is the Kodesh. Jolly Plump. I hope you are listening. Yes. And so I am making it plain. I'm not hiding it from you. So we are going to take money. Hundreds of thousands of US dollars. God, these cities, nothing is cheap there. You may not know, it's more expensive than, you cannot even imagine the prices in these cities. Very expensive. Very super, super, super expensive. So that's why it's the Kodesh that has to take on the horns of Lagos and the horns of Abidjan and the horns of Cotonou and the horns of Freetown. They shall bow in the name of Jesus. He that keepeth the law, happy. I heard it in my spirit just now. Happy is he. Happy is he. Happy is he. Happy is he. Yes. So we are going to carry all our offerings. Yes. We are going to carry it there. And build a church there. And some of you will go there. Because when the pastor goes there, about 50 or 100 of you have to go to Abidjan to go and be there and find jobs there and stay there and build a church over there. Are you understanding what I'm talking about? The visions of God. Yes. Some of you, your destiny is Cotonou. So if you stay here, you may not prosper as you think you will prosper. But the day you step in Cotonou, you see that you become a millionaire there. Yes. Why do you think there are Lebanese in Accra? Lebanese. Why are they not in Beirut? Why are they not in Lebanon? Why are there so many Syrians in Ghana? Syrians. Many of the people you call Lebanese are Syrians. Syria, Texas, and they're all Syrians. Why are they not in Damascus? Why are there a lot of Nigerians in Ghana? And they are prospering here. They are prospering here. They've come here because there is a place. God is a God of places. I say God is a God of places. Yes. Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 13. Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 13. Now, notice, God is a God of places. He's a God who is fussy about places. He's a place-sensitive God. I say he's a place-sensitive God. He's very sensitive to places. Notice, he says, take heed to thyself that thou offer not thy burnt offerings in every place that thou seest. You see, in other words, you don't have to worship God everywhere that you see. So some of you, you've seen Accra, but you may not have to worship God in Accra. You may have to worship God in Freetown. Shabakabayabola Baba. When I say Shabba, you say I receive it. Because the tongues are prophecies. Hidden prophecies. Kabayabalabashan. Kandalababanda. Look at it. Take heed to thyself that thou offer not thy burnt offerings in every place that thou seest. Verse 14. But in the place which the Lord shall choose in one of thy tribes. You see, God is a place sensitive God. He chooses places for you to be to worship him. He's very place sensitive. Yes. But in the place which the Lord shall choose, there thou shalt offer thy burnt offerings. And there thou shalt do all that I command thee. You see, that is where you are going to obey God. That is where you will prosper. That is where you are going to do excellently. Hallelujah. Now listen. Why would somebody like me want to go to these places? What is it that we need again? Have you thought of it? What do we need again? Cynthia, have you thought, what do we need again? We don't need any. We have everything already. What else can we be in need of? Is it a car? Is it a church? Is it what we have it? It is the visions of God that are guiding us to do anything that we are doing. But not our ideas. We have not been left on this earth to have follow our own ideas. We have been left on this earth to follow the visions of God and to set our hearts on the, set your heart on it to follow the visions of God. That is why I don't need to be somewhere to see before I send money or I put money. No. The visions of God. The visions of God. What God shows me, I'm doing. That is why we are building a center for people whose arms and legs have been cut off. Yes, because I saw it in the visions of God. Yes. You know, all of you don't like such things. Somebody's leg is cut off. Somebody's a cripple. I'm also like that. When I see such things, I want to turn away. But one day, I woke up in the night and I was crying. The bed, the pillow was wet. And I heard him say, they don't have legs. They don't have arms. Satan has mutilated them. Give them arms. Give them legs. It's enough for me. It's enough for me. I don't need you or anybody else's support. I'm doing it. I'll do it. Yeah. I'll do it. And we are doing it. We are doing it. Beautiful. The other day, somebody walked to us and said, I'm giving you these acres right in Accra to do whatever you want. As soon as I saw, I said, that's the place. That's the place. We'll do this one there. Beautiful. The visions of God. I'll stand upon my watch. I'll set me upon my tower. I'll wait upon the Lord and see what he will say to me and how I will. My answer will be yes. Because whenever you hear a word from the Lord, the answer must be yes. I was in Elmina Hotel. And suddenly I was like, I can still see the room I was in. And the Lord woke me up and said, start churches in Ghana. Because we didn't have churches in Ghana, in many of the places that speak Twi and other languages. I was just in Accra, an English speaking place. Start churches. That was it. I don't need anything else to know. And you will see, even yesterday, we paid over almost 1 million cedis concerning some foundations of many churches. I don't even know the places, but churches in Ghana. Yeah. I have enough visions of, I set my heart on it to fill the country with churches from north to south, villages, towns. Once you are a place. Shakado sataya barabara. He that keeps the visions of God, the laws of God, happy is he. Happy is he. Yes. Yes. Happy is he. Yeah. I tell you, your personal visions of this life will usually be a disappointment to you. But if you can just put it aside and take on the visions of God and let it be deep in your heart, what he says to you, I'll do it. I'll do it with my life. Happy is he. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2. Beautiful. Now, make it plain upon the tables. And do what? That he may run. That reader. You see, running is very much a part of obeying God. You know, many pastors in the church claim to be following me. But the other day I was trying to analyze, because I was actually with some bishops and I was talking to them and I was explaining to them, because I told one of them, I told him, look at your brethren. But he was asking me a question. And the question he was asking me, I said, the question you're asking me sounds so funny if these other bishops ask. It shows that you are far. And I was explaining to him, and then the Lord showed me the difference between people is not even that they don't copy you or they don't follow. It's the speed of copying. The speed of following. Yeah. The speed of following. Some people are instant. They don't need, you see, and when you delay, you'll be out. When the charismatic churches came on the scene, the Orthodox churches were analyzing whether they should allow instruments in the churches. By the time they finished analyzing whether we should have instruments in the church, whether they can sing with drums, the charismatics were far. And today the charismatic churches are, really stretching and expanding. Yes. And now other churches are coming to make the charismatic churches into Orthodox churches. And the charismatic churches are slowly analyzing whether they should do this or whether they should do this or whether they should do this. And are going to follow slowly. Slowly. I used to be in a group. They didn't believe in church, starting churches. But it was time for God. God was starting churches. And they took a long time to catch up and see that they should start a church. Today they are just a little group somewhere. So it's not only following, but the speed of following. Because, hello? Yes. When you are following someone or following something God has shown you, remember that speed is a determinant. Yes, a great determinant. That's why it says, let him run that readeth it. Run. By the time you realize that you should be running, you find out that it's gone. And the vision is not relevant anymore. It's not relevant so much to what you are doing. You've been sort of left behind. Because you followed, but slowly. Beautiful. Verse 3. We are going to be ending. Now listen. The vision is for an appointed time. Now, you saw it's a time-sensitive God. Those of you who saw the documentary, how many saw the little film? You see how lean we looked. You know, I was wondering why my wife liked me when I look at this video. Because she looks so beautiful. And I didn't think I looked. But I think we all feel we look nice in every picture. At every, it's later when you look back, you really realize that, Charlie, you were some way, pa. But at each point, you feel you are nice. God was merciful. Now, you can see that when we started the churches, very small, but we had faith. There is an appointed time. You know, I prophesied in Nigeria. I said, one day Lighthouse will be one of the biggest churches in Nigeria. I keep telling that. I said, you keep watching. Keep watching. One of the biggest churches. It's for an appointed time. Yes. At the end, it shall speak. And today many of the visions are speaking. They are speaking. They are speaking. We are here. You can see they are speaking. At the end, it shall speak. When I told people, don't borrow. Our church, we don't borrow. And members, don't borrow money. I'm telling you. You save your life. And save your whole personal finances by just not borrowing. It's a curse to borrow. Because he said, this blessing shall be on you. You shall lend. You shall not borrow. That's a blessing. When I said it, people made fun of it. But at the end, it's speaking. It's speaking. Now you see, those who didn't borrow and don't borrow, they are stable. And those who borrowed are undergoing crisis after crisis. Crisis after crisis. Crisis after crisis. Crisis after crisis. We could have put air conditioners here. To air condition this place, we need about $500,000. We could. But hey, your room, is there air conditioning? Is there air conditioning? I mean, what is the big struggle about? What is that big? Everywhere is hot. Even when the weather is very hot, air conditioners don't even work. The air conditioners, they work in the cold weather. I'm telling you. It's true. Works in the evenings. Some of you have never been in hot places. But if you be in Tamale and some of the places where it's very hot, the windscreen of the car is actually bent. It will actually burn you if you touch it. If you touch the outside of the car, you'll be burnt. And air conditioner cannot do much. We could borrow money. I am a first life driver. I don't have any real office or anything. We are there. It's okay. What is the big deal? Gently and slowly. At the end, it shall speak. Not in the middle. At the end, you see that it's speaking. Hallelujah. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 3. And it will not lie. Now, though it tarry, wait for it. I said, though it tarry, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not tarry. And verse 4, behold, his soul, which is lifted up in him, is not upright. You see, proud people cannot receive the visions of God. Ask your neighbor, is your soul lifted up? No. But the just shall live by his faith. So from today, your faith is going to help you to believe in the visions. And through faith in God's word, we have come this far. But it's not over, because you can see we are still alive. When it's over, you will know that it's over. But once God has permitted us to be here, and there is life in us, it will be as though we are entering that classroom again to start all over again. Yes. When I stood in Manhattan with six people, Dr. Nosh, his wife Elaine, Akwele. Is Akwele here? Akwele? Oh, Pastor Joel, were you there? No. You were not there. So sit down. You were not there. Kofi? Kofi? Endurance? And Lily? And yeah. There were six of them. I preached a message entitled, Seven Reasons Why Lighthouse Chapel International Must Be in United States of America. And I gave them seven reasons to the six people. That was my message. I preached powerfully. Yes, the visions of God. At the end, it shall speak. And it is speaking. I say it is speaking. That is why today I can go anywhere in America and call them to come, and they will come. Thousands. Yes. Recently I said Niagara Falls. I just choose any famous place. It's not that there's no church near Niagara Falls at all. I call and say, come on Monday or Tuesday morning, because that's the time I can come. They are all there. As if they don't work. As if they don't work, or as if they don't go to school. Americans, is it not true? There are some Americans here. At the end, it shall speak. And it is speaking in Jesus' name. I bless you and I prophesy. The visions of God will make you a happy person. The visions of God will make you a happy person. The visions of God is to build his church, to win souls, to do his will, to the very end. None of you shall be lifted up in pride. For his soul that is lifted up in him is not upright. Therefore, I declare that there is no one under the sound of my voice whose soul shall be lifted up in pride against the visions of God. I bless you with happiness. I bless you with peace. I bless you with prosperity. By the visions of God that you set your heart upon, may you see good things and good days. May you see an increase and a blessing every day of your life. May you never decrease and may you never shrivel up. But may you be blessed and watered by the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now lift your hand and thank you that these words shall surely come to pass. Happy is he that keeps the law of God. Happy is he. Happy is he that keeps the law of God. Happy is he. Happy is he that keeps the law of God. Jesus, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for blessing us and increasing us, flourishing us. Oh, la shipa la suda limakbe ekbora de sapale dumas banarish. Thank you for the visions of God that we set our heart upon. The visions that you give to us. Happy is he that keepeth the law. Thank you that he that began a good work in us will surely bring it to the end. Thank you that what you did with us at the beginning, your word is everlasting. It never changes. Heaven or earth will pass away, but my word shall never pass away. We give you praise, O God. We give you thanks, Lord Jesus. We are grateful for the visions of God in the name of Jesus. As every head is bowed and every eye closed, if you are here this evening, Maybe you are not born again. You want to give your life to Jesus Christ. Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus. If you are here like that, wherever you are, you want to be born again, lift up your hand if you want to give your life to Jesus Christ. Maybe somebody invited you, but you are not born again Christian. Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus Christ. Then lift your right hand up high like this. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. If you've lifted your hand, come to me in the front here. I want to pray with you. Come all the way to the front here. Stand right here. Come, let me pray with you. The visions of God. Give your life to Jesus. Come, I want to give my life to Jesus. Come. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Come on, my friend. Let him have his way. Lift your hands up. Close your eyes and let's all lift our hands up. Say with me, Lord Jesus, please forgive me for all my sins. I give my heart. I give my life to Jesus Christ. Please write my name in the book of life. From today, I give my soul, I give my heart, I give my everything to Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Please wash me with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for washing me, saving me. Tonight, I love you, Lord. I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thus saith the Lord, consider your ways, oh yeah. Go up to the mountain and bring the wood and build the house of God. I will take pleasure, I'll be glorified in it. This is my will for you. Oh, child, I will build my house upon this rock. The gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And what you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Will you build my church? Will you build my house? Will you be like Nehemiah and build the house of God? Church, I will build your house. I'll be like Nehemiah. I'll build the house of God. I will build your house. Whoa, 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 whoa. I will build your church. Earning wages to put in a bag of holes, searching for much but getting so very little, oh yeah. You have sown so much but reaped so little, because of my house that lieth waste. You dwell in your own house, but my house is not built. This is the time to build my house. Oh, child, I will build my house upon this rock. The gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And what you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Will you build my church? Will you build my house? Will you be like Nehemiah? Will you build a house of God? Say, I will build your church. I will build your house. I'll be like Nehemiah. I'll build a house of God. I will build your house. Whoa, 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 whoa. Ezra, Nehemiah, and in the days of Zechariah, and just like Zerubbabel, we'll be building your house, Lord. Ooh. I will build my house upon this rock. The gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And what you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Will you build my church? Will you build my house? Will you be like Nehemiah? Build the house of God. Say, I will build your church. I will build your house. I'll be like Nehemiah. I'll build a house of God. Oh yeah, I will build your house. Whoa, oh, whoa, 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 whoa. I will build your house. Building, 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 build a house of God. Building, 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 build the church of God, yeah. Like Ezra, like Nehemiah, and in the days of Zechariah, and just like Zerubbabel, we'll be building your house, Lord. Building, building, build the house of God, yeah. Building, 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 build the church of God, yeah. Like Ezra, Nehemiah, and in the days of Zechariah, and just like Zerubbabel, we'll be built in your house, Lord. Oh, yeah. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Oh, 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 oh. I will build my church upon this rock. The gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And what you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Will you build my church? Will you build my house? Will you be like Nehemiah? Will you build the house of God? Say, I will build your church. I will build your house. I'll be like